There are two main factors that impact how much state aid a school district gets: enrollment and property values. If a district has high property values, the state sends less money. So when frac sand processing plants, which can be worth tens of millions of dollars, pop up in a school district, they can have a big impact on the assessed property values. Take, for example, the Blair Taylor School District. Its property assessment is estimated to go up around $31 million. Superintendent Dennis Dervetsky says he was surprised until he found out why.
I contacted the Department of Revenue and talked to them personally of why the large spike, and it is the sand mines.
State aid to Dervetsky's district is being cut by $500,000, but that doesn't necessarily mean the school tax levy will go up.
It could balance on the other side of the equation, too. If the sand mines are paying the more realty and property taxes, perhaps that could benefit the taxpayers of the district.
In the nearby Arcadia School District, sand mines are boosting the assessed value, too. But Superintendent Louis Ferguson is more worried about a frac sand industry bust. He says that would hurt property values.
Typically, when that happens, that is not going to decrease as quickly in valuation as it would be was when it increased. And then also, that state aid would lag a little bit, so it could be a couple of tough years for the school district.
School districts won't know how frac sand plants will impact their finances until mid-October, when they send enrollment figures to the state. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.